Children, this is a story about King Nebuchadnezzar. And you might remember that King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream once. He saw a statue with a head of gold and chest and arms of silver, belly and thighs of bronze, legs of iron and feet of iron mixed with clay. But in that story, he didn't remember what his dream was, and he didn't know what it meant. And who told him what his dream was and what it meant? Do you know? The Lord did, that's right. And through what prophet? Yes?
Daniel.
That's right. Remember Daniel? Now, in this story, the king has another dream, a second dream. This time, he remembered what his dream was, but he didn't know what it meant. So he asked Daniel to tell him its interpretation. That means, what does my dream mean? Listen what the king saw in his dream. He said, "Thus were the visions of my head on my bed. I was seeing, and behold, a tree in the midst of the earth, and its height was great. The tree grew and was strong, and its height reached to heaven, and its sight to the end of all the earth. Its leaves were fair, and its blossom much, and in it was nourishment for all. The animals of the field had shade under it, and the birds of the heaven dwelt in its boughs, and from it all flesh was fed. I was seeing in the visions of my head on my bed, and behold, a watcher and a holy one came down from heaven. He cried with force and said thus, 'Hew down the tree and cut off its boughs, shake off his leaves and scatter his blossom. Let the animals get away from under it and the birds from his boughs. Nevertheless, leave the stump of his roots in the earth, even with a band of iron and bronze in the tender herb of the field. Let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the animals in the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from that of a man, and let a heart of an animal be given to him, and let seven times pass over him. This matter is by the decision of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he desires and sets up over it the lowest of men.'" So what did the king see in his dream?
A tree.
Right. Was it a little tree or a big tree?
A big one.
A very big tree. And what else did he see? Yes? Right. Yes?
And also birds and other animals used it for shelter.
Right. There was animals living under it and birds in it, and it gave food to all the animals too. But what happened to the tree?
It got cut down and then died.
That's right. What was left of the tree?
Just the roots.
What does it say?
A stump.
A stump bound with iron and bronze. And it said something about an animal. Did you hear what happened about an animal in there? It said, "Let his heart be changed from the heart of a man to the heart of an animal." Why did this need to happen? What did it say that people needed to learn? That the living may know that what? Do you remember what it said? Who rules over us? Who really rules over us? The Lord, the Most High is what it says, that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives the kingdom to whoever he wants to, even to the lowest of men. That's what people needed to learn by this dream. Now, so Daniel heard the king tell his dream. What did Daniel think when he heard this dream? Listen what Daniel says. "Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was astonished. He was very surprised for 1 hour, and his concerns vexed him. The king answered and said, 'Belteshazzar, do not let the dream or its interpretation vex thee.' Belteshazzar answered and said, 'My lord, may this dream be to them who hate thee, and its interpretation to thine enemies.'" He's saying, "I wish this dream were about your enemies, not about you." Who do you think is meant in the dream by the great great big tree? Do you have any guess? Right. Listen what Daniel says. The tree that thou sawest, which grew and was strong, whose height reached to the heaven and the sight of it to all the earth, whose leaves were fair and its blossoms much, and in it was nourishment for all, under which the animals of the field lived, and on whose boughs the birds of the heavens had their dwelling. It is thou, O king, who have grown and become strong, for thy majesty has grown and reaches to heaven, and thy dominion to the end of the earth. But what's going to happen to Nebuchadnezzar? Do you know? Listen what Daniel says. Whereas the king saw a watcher and a holy one coming down from heaven and saying, "Hew the tree down and destroy it, yet leave the stump of its roots in the earth, even with a band of iron and bronze in the tender herb of the field. Let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the animals of the field, until 7 times pass over him. This is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decision of the Most High, which has come upon my lord the king. They shall drive thee," he's talking to Nebuchadnezzar, "you, Nebuchadnezzar, they're going to drive you from among men. And thy dwelling shall be with the animals of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven, and 7 times shall pass over thee, until thou knowest that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he desires. And whereas they said to leave the stump of the roots of the tree, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee after thou shalt have known that the heavens rule." So what's going to happen to Nebuchadnezzar? Yes? What's going to happen to his heart? What kind of heart is he going to have? Instead, that's what he should have, but what kind of heart is he going to have? His human heart is going to be taken away from him, and instead he's going to have the heart of an animal. And what's he going to do? He's going to get down on his knees and he's going to what?
Eat grass,
just like a cow. That's right. That's what Nebuchadnezzar is going to do. And he's going to continue to do that until he learns what? What does he need to learn? Yes?
That the Lord rules.
That's right. Not Nebuchadnezzar, the Lord rules. That's what he needs to learn. But the stump of the roots would be there, so when he learns, then he can have his kingdom back. So now what does Daniel say that Nebuchadnezzar should do? Listen what he says. "Therefore, O king, let my counsel or advice be good to thee, and break off thy sins." Stop doing bad things, is what he's saying, by doing justice, and thine iniquities by being gracious to the poor, if it may be a lengthening of thy tranquility. And all this came upon King Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months, he was walking in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. The king answered and said, "Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the authority of my security and for the glory of my honor?" While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven, "O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is said, the kingdom has passed away from thee, and they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the animals of the field. They shall make thee to taste grass as oxen, and 7 times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he desires." And the same hour the thing was fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men and ate grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven till his hairs had grown like eagle's feathers and his nails as the claws of birds. Pretty much became an animal. Now, Nebuchadnezzar thought he was so great, and he had conquered a huge empire. He conquered lots and lots of countries. That's why he thought, "I'm so great and strong." But actually, The Lord was using Nebuchadnezzar to get rid of a whole lot of very bad religions. Religions where people worshipped evil spirits and broke all the Lord's commandments and thought that they were doing something holy and good when they did it. So the Lord used Nebuchadnezzar like a big eraser to erase all those bad religions, including Daniel's people, the children of Israel, who had the word and should have known better, but they were breaking the Lord's commandments too. And so the Lord used Nebuchadnezzar, and Nebuchadnezzar thought, I'm great, when really, who is great? Only the Lord. Nobody else but the Lord is great. That's what Nebuchadnezzar needed to learn. Now, the thing is that if we think that I'm great, I'm really great, I'm much better than other people, then we don't have a human heart anymore. We have the heart of an animal. And another thing is, when we think we're great, we are separated from other people, just like it says of Nebuchadnezzar. He couldn't live with other people anymore. Because if you think, hey, I'm really smarter than everybody else, then I don't care what other people think. I know better than they do. I'm not interested in what they say. And then you feel like, since I'm so great, I can do anything I want. I can hurt people. I don't care. So you're cut off from other people. And you're not a human being. You're like an animal, like a wild animal even. So if you ever start to feel that way, if you notice evil spirits sneaking in and saying, boy, you're really great. You're so fast. You're so smart. You're so strong. You're so good looking. You're so whatever it might be. Then you can know, huh, that's very like King Nebuchadnezzar, isn't it? And I remember what happened to King Nebuchadnezzar in his dream, how he got cut down. He became an animal and was separated from other people. I don't want to be like that. And you can remember, what did King Nebuchadnezzar need to learn? What did he need to learn? Right, that the Lord is the only one who's great and that the Lord rules. Because when the Lord rules, and the Lord rules me, then I keep his commandments. I don't hurt other people. I don't hurt them. I don't steal from them. I don't tell lies. I keep the Lord's commandments, and then I help other people. Then we can be like branches in the Lord's vine. Instead of thinking, I am the great tree myself, we can be like branches in the Lord's vine. And the Lord can give us a heart that's more and more truly human. Amen.